It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Wednesday the 25th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Google's developer conference Google I.O. kicks off today. The company has announced a discount for female developers who want to attend. The tech giant also recently announced a $50 million fund to get young girls into coding. As with lots of inequality problems, it's all about culture, as Kate Davidson reports.
Google committed $50 million to a project called Made with Code, meant to inspire young girls. Education is crucial, says Elena Percival, who heads the group Women Who Code. But she says tech culture also contributes to the problem, like when industry people talk about hiring, say, a new iOS specialist.
They'll say, oh, we need a great iOS guy.
Not a great iOS person.
Little things like that that happen over and over again, that if you complained about any one of them, you would sound crazy.
Lisa Cook is an economist at Michigan State University. She says in science and engineering, people tend to recruit from the schools and labs they experienced. But those social networks might leave out places like historically black colleges and universities.
While HBCUs are responsible for a declining number of bachelor's degrees, they're responsible for an increasing number of STEM graduates.
She says those are the places that recruiters who want to increase diversity should target. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.
Yesterday, by the way, we talked to Chelsea Clinton about getting girls into science, technology, engineering, and math careers. You can find that and much more at marketplacetech.org. Another big announcement from Google this week has to do with recently purchased company Nest. A new developer program called Works with Nest is a play for Google making its smart thermostat a kind of hub around which all other smart devices orbit. And that, says Brian Solis of the Altimeter Group, solves a nagging problem for the so-called Internet of Things.
We called it a basket of remotes problem. So not unlike your living room where you have a remote for your television, your stereo, your cable box.
But there are pitfalls, namely the one where even if you make something like Nest awesome and easy to connect to, consumers start to ask what the actual point is.
If this is anything like Google Glass, we're going to have issues.
Still, if developers can easily get a kind of stamp of approval from Google and have Nest talk to their software and smart cars, lights, cameras, and other gadgets, not all of which are made by Google, then that's a very good thing. Of course, there are other companies thinking about this. Apple, for instance. That company's HomeKit is set to launch this fall, and Solis says there's a saying in the tech world.
The second mouse gets the cheese, and that might be the case here because when Apple does hit the market, we have to consider the iPhone, not the Nest, as the epicenter. And that is going to be a much more vast ecosystem, one rich with user focus.
That's Brian Solis of the Altimeter Group. Marketplace Tech is listener-supported, and twice a year, we invite you to make a gift to support the tech and business reporting you've come to rely on. A gift from you in any amount helps fuel a daily dose of tech news from Marketplace. Help us end the budget year strong by making a gift at marketplace.org by June 30th. It feels like there's a special white-hot part of the brain reserved for parking rage. I think I accessed it the last time I drove to the West Village here in New York on a Friday night. Well, plenty of apps are looking to solve this problem and keep us all from freaking out. But San Francisco's city attorney just sent a cease and desist letter to just such an app maker this week. Monkey Parking, which tries to match people looking for parking spots and people willing to leave them, does so for a price. The evacuator can be paid as much as $10 by the seeker, and the city is not too psyched about this. Mike Billings is a venture capital and startup reporter with Dow Jones. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
What does Monkey Parking do, and why is the San Francisco City Attorney's Office opposed to it?
Well, Monkey Parking is an app, and it allows its users to upload information when they're going to leave a parking spot that others can see that they then bid on. Now, the San Francisco City Attorney is saying that that is buying, selling parking spots, which they're saying is illegal. Monkey Parking, though, would say that their app is buying and selling information.
the city has also asked Apple to remove the app from the App Store. Is that right?
That is correct.
What's the request there and what's their logic?
They're saying that because it's asking a user to do something illegal, that violates the Apple terms of service.
What does this particular story tell us about the larger tensions between these apps that are endeavoring to make cities more efficient in certain ways and city governments themselves?
It's an interesting conflict that we have in San Francisco in that the city is not exactly against using tech for parking. They ran a trial where sensors were put on the street and it had an app that showed users live time, real parking spaces. That program is now going to be launched and broadened. So there is tension between private and the public. These apps are saying that they're incentivizing turning over parking in a very crowded city. It goes back to the question of, are they exchanging information as the apps say they are, or are they buying and selling the spaces as the city says they are?
Mike Billings covers tech startups for WSJ.com. Mike, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Before we go, a quick note on drone delivery. Sounds like it might be a while before an Amazon Prime quadricopter taps on your second floor window to drop off the goods. A document from the Federal Aviation Administration this week seeking public comment says the regulatory agency does not want unmanned aerial vehicles, quote, delivering packages to people for a fee. Dreams deferred, Mountain Sherpas. Dreams deferred. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.